From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A meeting of the foreign ministers of Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and France ended today in disagreement over who is to be blamed for violations of the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. The top diplomats met in Paris amid uncertainty that the ceasefire agreement will hold. Lisa Bryant has more.
The four-way meeting in Paris produced a joint statement read out by French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius.
Nous quatre nous appelons.
Fabius said the four ministers called for the strict application of all agreements that were reached in previous negotiations in Minsk, starting with a ceasefire and a complete withdrawal of heavy weapons. A declaration released by the French Foreign Ministry also called for reinforcement of a mission by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe and a guarantee of full access to all Ukrainian conflict zones so the OSCE monitors can inspect the ceasefire firsthand. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Activists say Islamic State militants have kidnapped at least 90 Assyrian Christians during raids in northeastern Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said scores of people were abducted after fighting ended in the Habur area of Hasake province on Monday. IS fighters have routinely targeted religious and ethnic minorities using kidnappings and killings in their quest for territorial expansion across Syria and Iraq. A suicide bombing has killed at least 10 people in the Nigerian city of Kano. Reports from Kano say the bombing happened late Tuesday at the Kano Line's bus station. Nigeria's Daily Trust newspaper reports two men detonated explosives shortly after boarding a vehicle. This is VOA News. Eurozone finance ministers have approved a Greek proposal aimed at reducing economic hardships in Greece, a move that could lead to a bailout extension before Saturday. Sela Hennessy reports.
Eurogroup President Jorin Dijsselbloem said on Tuesday that Greece's reform proposal was received late Monday and that the Greek government had demonstrated an unequivocal commitment to honor its financial obligations.
So I think they are serious, but it's not going to be easy. This is just a first step.
On Tuesday, the finance ministers approved the proposal, which will now be put forward to national governments for agreement before Saturday, when Athens' nearly $300 billion bailout program is due to expire. Zayla Hennessy, London.
A U.S.-based church says one of its missionaries has been kidnapped in central Nigeria. Reports said today Phyllis Sorter had been abducted from the Hope Academy compound in Emiworo, Kogi State. The Free Methodist Church said in a statement the U.S. Embassy in Nigeria, the State Department, and the FBI have been notified. Britain has become the first country in the world to allow the creation of human embryos from the DNA of three people rather than two. Scientists have developed the technique to help mothers avoid passing on genetic degenerative diseases to their babies. Members of Parliament's House of Lords voted today to approve the new type of in vitro fertilization. Critics see it as a step toward the creation of what's called designer babies. A task force for football's governing body says the 2022 World Cup tournament in Qatar should run from late November to late December. The FIFA committee called that a period that is most viable in order to not interfere with other global events and to escape the hot weather in the host country. The tournament is traditionally held in June and July. Gianni Infantino is the UEFA General Secretary.
There is no ideal solution for everybody, but everybody has to recognize that everybody has to contribute a little bit, to give up something or to give in something to make this work and to make this World Cup work in the best way.
U.S. President Barack Obama has vetoed the Keystone XL pipeline project. The White House sent the notice of the veto to the Senate. Here is presidential spokesman Josh Earnest.
The reason the president will veto this legislation that has passed the Congress is that it circumvents a longstanding administrative process for evaluating whether or not infrastructure projects like this are in the best interest of the country. It does not represent a specific position on the pipeline itself.
Earlier this year, the Republican-led Congress approved the bill for construction of the pipeline. Briefly looking at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.